From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Turkey's parliament has voted overwhelmingly in favor of sending thousands of Turkish soldiers to neighboring Iraq to reinforce the U.S.-led occupation. For months, Washington has been struggling to get the international community to help in Iraq. Turkey would be the first major Muslim nation to provide troops to the U.S.-led coalition. But today's decision came as a surprise to some observers, since the Turkish parliament previously voted against helping the U.S. invasion of Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us now from Istanbul. And Ivan, can you help us explain this about-face? Why did Turkey agree to help the United States?
Well, one of the main reasons, Melissa, it seemed to be an attempt to salvage what's left of the Turkish-American alliance. That goes back some 50 years. The U.S. has been Turkey's strongest and most important ally for that time, and those ties were really ruptured by a vote by the Turkish parliament on March 1st, when parliament basically said, no, we're not going to give the U.S. permission to move its troops across Turkey into neighboring Iraq, which would have helped considerably with the U.S. war. That was a big setback not only for U.S. military plans, but also for the recently elected prime minister who had been negotiating for this agreement with the U.S. Since that time, Turkey's been trying to get into Washington's good graces, in part so that it can have more of a say into the future of Iraq right on its border.
Turkey and Iraq have a complex relationship, to say the least. Turkey ruled Iraq for about 400 years up until World War I during the days of the Ottoman Empire. And I gather that this decision to send troops did not go over well in Iraq today with the governing council there.
Now, the governing council issued a statement saying that it is opposed to the presence of any foreign troops from any neighboring countries to Iraq on the country's territory. And that's been a position held by some of these original Iraqi opposition parties that were lobbying against Saddam Hussein before the war. And one of the major representatives in this governing council are the Iraqi Kurds who rule northern Iraq. They have had very tense relations with Turkey, especially with the onset of the war. It even looked like there might be the possibility of a conflict between Iraqi Kurds and Turkey, because just before the U.S. invasion began, Turkey was threatening to make its own unilateral military move into that territory in northern Iraq. So the Kurds of northern Iraq have been some of the biggest opposition in Iraq to the possibility of sending Turkish troops into the country. These protests, however, appear to have been overlooked so far by both the U.S. and by Turkey.
Ivan, is it clear where the Turkish troops would be deployed in Iraq?
At this time, no. There have been a lot of local media reports here in Turkey talking about the possibility of putting these troops perhaps in central Iraq, in the west, in the areas that are dominated by Sunni Arabs. Both the U.S. and Turkey have ruled out putting more troops in Kurdish-held northern Iraq. I do have to add that there are several thousand Turkish soldiers up there that have been living there for years, based there, to fight Turkish-Kurd separatists right along the border between Turkey and Iraq in mountains there. That has been one of the sources of contention, one of the bones of contention between Turkey and the Iraqi Kurds.
Ivan, the United States government recently agreed to an $8.5 billion loan package for Turkey, so I imagine that this decision on Turkey's part to send troops must help in that relationship quite a bit.
Absolutely. The U.S. has said that that loan package, that that is not at all tied to whether or not Turkey will send troops, but there's no question that one of the requirements is for some kind of cooperation between Turkey and the U.S. on the future of Iraq. The U.S. has also been trying to reestablish ties. It's a two-way street, rebuilding this alliance.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Istanbul.